Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Todd Furman joins us from Las Vegas. Talk a little sports wagering, football weekend activity. Todd, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing well. How's everything in Nashville, my friend?
Man, great. Bro, it looked like fall just threw up all over the place out here. Like the trees changed colors overnight. So we're excited about that. You don't have trees, so you don't have to worry about that in the desert.
No, the cacti don't change color. We don't really have a whole lot of foliage in that regard. It goes from like 80 degrees and it dips down to 40 overnight. And contrary to popular belief, it can get cold out here in the desert during the wintertime. But thankfully, we don't have to shovel snow, deal with ice, or any of the other nonsense that you guys do down there.
You do get snow from time to time, don't you?
There has been about 1.5 inches of accumulation of snow in my 12 years out in Vegas. We had a 0.5 inch. You thought the whole city shut down. You would have thought it was a nuclear holocaust because there wasn't a single person on the road. Nobody knew how to drive in it. It was honestly the most entertaining 6 hours of almost any time that I've spent in Vegas.
How did all the dancers get to work that day, Todd?
I have to imagine they found a way, Mickey, because when there's a will, there's a way. And when there's a dollar to be spent, and more importantly, a dollar to be earned, you run through men, women, and children to make that happen.
Or snow.
Yeah, that too.
All right. I want to start with Alabama LSU. Let's just jump on in there. Alabama, a 14.5-point favorite on the road against the number 4 team in the country. That's how good they are.
Yeah, they're the number 4 team as far as the college football playoff committee is concerned, but not in my top 10. I mean, LSU for the first time all season slid in as the number 10 team in the country, and that was more by default. I haven't been high on LSU all season. Anyone who watched them the first half against Mississippi State, this is an offense that can't get out of its own way. And this week, they're going to play a juggernaut in Alabama. Tua, 25 touchdown passes, no interceptions. You look at Alabama outscoring their opponents 433-127. LSU the first half without Devin White. This is the definition of a lay it or don't play it type scenario. LSU is going to need all the help they can get from their home fans. But if you get down 14-0 early, it zaps the energy. I think Alabama is a freight train on the tracks. They dominate LSU and circle next week when they may get challenged against Mississippi State.
Interesting.
Dang.
All right, Missouri at Florida, staying in the SEC. Florida by 6 at home.
This is a game where it's a question of which team will be more hungover from the way their games unfolded last weekend. Missouri, of course, squandering a 14-3 late against a punchless Kentucky offense. And then you look at Florida. That was clearly their Super Bowl, a chance to gain control of the SEC East with a win over Georgia. Didn't quite play out that way, and you wonder if they can get themselves put together for this matchup. But the injury you're going to want to keep tabs on is Emmanuel Hall. If he's out there for Missouri, he gives them the speed burner, much like you see with the Kansas City Chiefs and Tyreek Hill. If he's not, Drew Locke has really struggled to get the ball into tight windows. I would lean towards Missouri plus the 6 here, but without strong conviction as of now.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, at Todd Furman on Twitter.
Georgia and Kentucky, Todd, they're playing for a whole lot on Saturday afternoon.
A lot at stake in Lexington, and it's rare you have a sporting event in November that takes place on the gridiron instead of the hardwood that means so much to the locals. But Kentucky, while they haven't scored more than 15 points in each of their last 3 football games, they're still 2-1 in that stretch and control their own destiny. I think they're going to have some success running the football between the tackles. I know Benny Snell has been bottled up quite a bit over his last couple games, failing to eclipse 100 yards rushing in 3 out of his last 4. So Terry Wilson's got to make a play or two in the passing game, force Georgia to at least respect the pass. I look at the Bulldogs. They're not going to be intimidated in this atmosphere, but it feels like a big ask laying over a touchdown on the road against a physical defense. Lower scoring football game. The underdog may have some legs at 8, but I don't see a whole lot of wiggle room. I actually made the game 7.5.
I'm going to hit you on my Auburn Tigers here. Texas A&M at Auburn. Auburn favored by 4.
Yeah, there's been some movement on that line.
Yeah.
That there has. Auburn actually opened as a 6-point chalk, and money has come in on the Aggies. A little bit surprised that the total's actually been bet up as well from where that opened at 46 out to 49. But plenty of questions swirling around Auburn and what this team really is at this juncture in the season. I mean, we know what they are potential-wise and what was expected of Jared Stidham coming into the campaign, but they failed to live up to that billing. And A&M, the only thing working against them, they play their second straight physical opponent on the road. They didn't exactly acquit themselves all that well in Starkville. But I think they'll have a little more success here. I respect the money that came in, but as the number drifts down, I think more and more value is created on Auburn coming off of the bye.
Todd, what about South Carolina and Ole Miss? Ole Miss got a little bit of good news this week from the NCAA.
I think this is a game where you have to wonder which of these two teams is going to get stopped. I mean, Ole Miss's offense hasn't been as good against SEC-caliber opponents as it has with some of the lightweights that they took on early in the campaign. But South Carolina is not going to supply a ton of resistance. You have 2 weeks to come up with a few wrinkles if you're the Rebels here. I think this could be one of the more entertaining early kickoffs at 11 o'clock local time, noon Eastern, down there in Columbia. Not sure where the stops come from. Both these teams get to 35 or more.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, at Todd Furman on Twitter. Looking at the NFL, Todd, L.A. Rams at New Orleans. Started as a pick 'em. New Orleans now a short favorite.
Yeah, this number's kind of moved all over the place. The Rams, as early as Sunday night, opened as a short favorite when most of the other shops opened up. You saw the market correct itself, and New Orleans go to a short 1.5-point chalk. But earlier today, shops like BetOnline.ag and some of the other offshores were the first to move and make the Rams favorites again. This, for me, very compelling watch. I wish it had more substance from a gambling perspective. New Orleans, very good against the run. They're best in that department. So Sean McVay going to have to scheme to find running lanes for Todd Gurley. But getting Cooper Kupp back in the fold will make this offense, especially in their passing attack, very dynamic. You add Dante Fowler to bring pressure. Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald need to get pressure up the middle, because if Drew Brees can survey this defense, the chance will exist for big plays. Fun watch. Should be a great football game, just not a whole lot of gambling angles to really pursue.
Back to college football, Todd. Charlotte at Tennessee. Tennessee down to a 20.5-point favorite.
It's not the side in this game, guys, that really interests me. It's more the total. This number opened 49, got bet down to 45, and you've seen some steady over money come in since then. I think Tennessee is going to be able to use their athletes in space, and they're going to find it significantly easier to move the football against the 49ers than they do against their SEC opponents. The Niners, they're not going to wow you with any athletes or do anything too crazy. But I think that as long as they get 7 to 10 points at minimum, this game will have a chance to go over the total. And that, for me, should you want to try and bet this, is the most compelling angle. Asking Chris Reynolds to lead the 49ers offense to that should get us over comfortably, hopefully somewhere before the end of the third quarter.
All right, Monday Night Football, Titans-Cowboys. Todd, what do you see?
This game is kind of ping-ponged all over the place. Dallas opened as a 4.5-point favorite. Number got out to 6.5, and that's where professional bettors plunk down their cash on the real side, which appears to be the Tennessee Titans here, grabbing those valuable points in what should be a lower-scoring, defensive-minded football game. The total, 40.5. You have to think that the Titans will be a little bit more inventive offensively than what we saw heading into the bye. Dallas, a very tough out defensively at home, and while everyone wants to talk about how dynamic they're going to look with Amari Cooper, this, that, and the other, this is still a Cowboys team that I think will struggle if Tennessee has a good defensive game plan. Feels like a 21-17 football game. Dallas wins, but Titans probably get the cover.
Good stuff, Todd. Appreciate you, man. And, again, if people want more specific information about a game maybe we didn't hit, they can tweet you at Todd Furman.
That always works, so they can obviously check out the Bet the Board podcast, preview some of the biggest games in college and the NFL this weekend. Both of those available, iTunes, SoundCloud, you name it, you can find it there.
I listen every week. I love it, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great weekend.